You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Just heard Portrayal of Guilt, self-inflicted from Suffering is a Gift. There's your weekly 30-second dose of abrasive fucking noise grind. Someone asked for that we start each week with it, and if you have a perpetual headache like me, you can send them a big fuck you, because that's all I get from sourcing all this grind and shit, is like, exacerbating my headache. We do have discernible music for the rest of the show, though, so...
Nah, fuck that. Listen to more Portrayal of Guilt.
It'll only take you 5 minutes. What was it? It's like a 5-track thing?
I think it's like a 5-track, like 7-minute EP. Plus, they just dropped a split with Softkill yesterday. Yeah. I haven't got a chance to listen to it yet, but both those bands whip ass, so...
Also,
stylistically, incredibly different, so...
Yeah, I saw that track went for 2 minutes, and I was like, well, that doesn't suit our purposes. we need this one-minute track where the first 40 seconds is ambient noise that I can embed over the flushing sound at the end of the Toilet of Hell radio intro, so... we might not go long this week because of that, so, yeah, great. I'll put a link down below. It's out now on Closed Casket Activities.
Buy it.
Yeah, buy it. It's five US dollars. So that you've heard Kit, I'm Pat. This is Riff Raff. We play a few songs from the week, or you know, the last 2 weeks, and talk shit. People have trouble. Yeah. People have trouble keeping up with all the new music. So a while ago, we decided to help out, and it also helps us because.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's coming out.
Yeah.
Like. Day to day, I don't even know what day it is at any given moment. You message me and like, "Are you good to record tonight?" And it's like, "Ah, oh, fuck! All right, it's Wednesday."
Yeah, so
I know what day it is now.
for me, it's Thursday, so I know because that means that I have $80 to spend after a week's worth of work. I can spend $80. so awesome! And this week, I'm trying a new thing where I talk towards the microphone. So you'll forgive me for looking to the left a lot, Kit.
Doing that?
No. See, on the sound file, yours is always pretty good. Mine's always low, so I have to like turn it up so that they're more even, and then mine just goes all gainy and fucked up. And I'm not a sound engineer, guys. I'm a fucking idiot. So you'll be. Hopefully, this works. That's all I could say.
This is DIY, all right. This is what everyone's supposed to like, right? It's DIY or die.
Yeah.
As much as I want to die, right now I'm stuck with DIY. So, okay, so let me...
Support the scene.
Support the scene.
Support your, support your local fucking
Come
moron.
Come out to the shows. Be there at 6 whenever we go on.
And then stand outside and smoke and talk shit about the band instead of watching them.
Yeah, sit at the bar. Tell the bartender how much you fucking hate all this noise.
And with this show, if you buy any merch, which is the Toilet of Hell Patreon, that just goes to Joe. So I don't even care if you buy merch. We're doing this for free. We're true DIY.
You can Cash App me. I won't be opposed to Cash App or PayPal or Venmo.
you got a Cameo site coming up where you're going to do Metallica covers for a quick few dollars.
Yeah.
So what have we got this week? We've got a fairly wide range of stuff. We normally stick to just death metal, but this week we've got some thrash, some weirdo instrumental skronk, some obviously death metal. We just played some grind, and then at the end we've got a special Toilet of Hell long time fave back. Next, we're going to play Aggravator. What did we play last week? We played one other Unspeakable Acts. Fuck, hold on.
Algebra.
Algebra, that's right, yeah.
Another A band.
Fuck, no wonder we couldn't pass math.
That was so much trickier than I thought it would be. Jesus.
Yeah, I know, that's only 1 week. And
Unspeakable Acts is only going to release A bands from now on. We're going to be fucked.
The week before we played Ripper, I think, or the week before that maybe, so they were also putting out something on Unspeakable Acts, so I don't know, this, we thought we'd space it out so we're only doing at least, you know, maybe one track a week, not just chucking them all in at once.
Support the Unspeakable Acts scene.
They should really rebrand as Unspeakable Thrash. Just the sheer amount of thrash they've put out this year. We were talking about it last week, and it's just an insane amount, and then Eric sent us this Aggravator album during the week, and it kicks ass too. What a fucking surprise.
Shut.
Yeah. The album comes out on September 30th. It's called, it's self-titled. The track that's out is called Desensitized Devotion. It's the first track from the album. It's short, to the point, and riffs pretty fucking hard. So we'll play.
Do they have a song titled Aggravator?
They should. I don't know if it's their first album.
They hit the trifecta.
I haven't heard of them before, so yeah. I can't they see better. One.
Fuck. Yeah. Come on, guys. It's right there. I want to hear Aggravator by Aggravator off the album Aggravator.
The lyrics are just Aggravator. He just says it. In
Aggravator, Aggravator.
Maybe it's a bonus track. We'll see. Come September 30th, we'll find out. So, yeah. Here's Desensitized Devotion from Aggravator.
Forgiveness of sin.
hope the new Blood Incantation album has a song called Blood Incantation.
But they'd
have to change the name of the album to Blood Incantation, so I guess that wouldn't work.
Yeah, it won't. They'll, Isn't there a 20-minute song or something on there, someone was saying?
Yeah, there's like a studio report thing in Decibel on their like blog from a couple months back, and they said that the whole B-side is just like one 15 or 20-minute long track.
Okay.
I wonder which if I'm extremely into.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll be like the single. Vitrification of Blood from the last album, where it was like, it kind of could have been one song, but it was clearly broken up into tracks to...
Yeah.
Because you said they play that live as one piece, don't they? Isn't that the EP or whatever they put out? Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I can't wait. Is it I follow Inferno Screen Printing on Instagram. They do all the like t-shirt screen printing for a whole bunch of death metal bands. And they do super, super good work on shirts. But they were teasing new Blood Incantation shirts, and they're like, oh, in 2 weeks you'll hear something about hidden history of the human race. And I was like, 2 weeks? God damn it. That's so far away.
Yeah, it'll just be a YouTube link to an ancient aliens history channel thing. Like, here we
just
got you.
A picture of Georgia Tsoukalos.
Misdirection.
I'd be okay with that, honestly.
Speaking of misdirection, I was going to name this show earlier in the week. I was like, what should we call this one? Because I have trouble fucking titling them. And I was like, oh, you know what? You know what would get clicks and piss people off is if we just wrote all caps for the title of this episode: New Megua, New Tool, New Joker Movie, and then just like then not mention any of those things for the entire podcast, and just but then the main title of Hell Show, they did their Tool review today, so I'm like, oh, I don't want to double dip. Joe's telling me about this troll show that he put together, and I was like, oh yeah, I was gonna do that with Kit this week, just title it and then not mention it. I was like, now I gotta come up with a real title, damn it, fuck.
Shit.
Don't make me do work. I wanted to fucking piss people off. Maybe I'll still call that.
To listen, but, I saw he posted it and was like, listen to it before the lawyers make us take it down. And I was like, oh shit. That's gotta be good.
Yeah. He was looking for a track to finish the show off, and we started talking about the My Dick albums. And then I was like, oh, what's Hot Dad up to? And then that's what made me search Hot Dad yesterday. And I was like, holy shit, Hot Dad hasn't stopped. He's still doing his shit. And then I think Joe ended up he's like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to use one of these for the show tomorrow. He like picked the one that was like, I don't understand the kids today or something. So, yeah.
I introduced a coworker to My Dick the other day.
It's a great
blew
sentence.
His mind. Yeah, like I was saying it, and I was like, "God damn it! This is exactly why he named the band this."
Did you? He started. It's his first day, and you're like, "Yeah." Did you get introduced to My Dick? It's like, I want to quit.
Have you ever listened to My Dick?
Look, man.
What?
Look, man. I'm just here for the paycheck. I don't. I don't care what games you play at this fucking depot. So next, that was Aggravator. Next we're going to play a track that neither of us have listened to, and this is deliberate, okay? It's from Dysrhythmia, which is a band I'm massively in love with.
It is to Pat what Blood Incantation is to me.
Pretty much. I don't know. Maybe not that far, but very close.
That's only because Dysrhythmia doesn't put out as many shirts.
That's right, I was going to say that.
You'd have as many Dysrhythmia shirts as I have Blood Incantation shirts if they made that many.
Honestly, I don't even think I've seen a Dysrhythmia shirt before.
I don't think I have either.
And I don't think it's just because they're so, like, obscure or anything. I think it's just that they might not make that many. I don't know.
You know what would be sick? Dysrhythmia Converse. Make it happen.
I'm anti-shoe, man. I'm a thong guy. I wear fucking flip-flops, or whatever you guys call it.
You're barefoot is legal, aren't you?
That's right. 100% legal. It's legal and cool.
sitting there on the train, like some form of public transit, your fucking feet out, waving your toes in people's faces, a lunatic.
I went to the doctor today, and like, there's a million people in there for some reason. It must be everyone's getting sick time. And I'm just there, like, it's the first sort of warmish day of the year, and I'm 100% got my thongs on, just sitting there, like, already got my thong tan on display. Just, I wear thongs in as much as I can in winter. And
it's a very different sentence in America.
Yeah, sorry, I got my flip-flop tan. You know, in New Zealand, they call them jandals? I
did not know that.
That's something we tease them about, because we're just like, what the fuck is a jandal? What the fuck is that, mate? And, yeah, jandals, bro. We're like, I have no idea why you call them that.
Like we'll call them sandals, because yeah, you wear them on the beach in the sand.
Yeah,
what the fuck is a jandal?
We have sandals,
you don't
too.
Wear them in the jans. What is the jans?
I don't know.
Where are the jans?
I don't know, man. They're strange New Zealanders.
Got so many questions.
Strange but very cool. Something else that's strange but very cool is Dysrhythmia, the band we were talking about before we went on one of our textbook tangents. Like I said, I haven't listened to this track yet, and I don't plan to. This is one of the bands that I like am an idiot about, and I want to hear the whole album in one go. If that makes sense to anyone else, then you know what I'm talking about. If not, fuck you.
Can I just say, like, I am in awe of your willpower and respect it so much, because I fucking cave, like, fucking House of Cards, the lightest breeze. Like, oh, cool, new thing, done. Listening to it 100 times today.
I don't know
if it's... I listened to the Gatecreeper song, like, 5 times today.
I don't know if it's willpower or if I'm just fucking dumb as hell and forget shit. Like...
I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, I know. Really. It's like someone who's never smoked cigarettes and they're like, oh yeah, I've just never smoked. And you're like, you know, that's not harder than actually smoking than quitting. That's not more difficult, you know, that. Like, fucking shut up about you never smoked before. I think if it was the first track off the album, I would listen to it. Because then I could turn it off and be like, okay, that's, you know, that was the first track. I'll just have to wait because I would have heard that track first anyway. Do you know what I mean? If I had the whole album, I'm basically just waiting for the promo. So
I'm opposite of that. I really dislike whenever the preview songs they release are the first or last track.
Really?
Because I want the first and last track to be like a surprise. Like, I want to hit play on that album for the first time and be like, oh shit. Instead of like, yeah, no, this is good, I know what it is, let's get to the next thing.
But the first track you hear, it will still be a surprise, because it's the first time you've heard it. Just that, only the first time. Because it's only the first time for everything.
Well, yeah, but I want to listen to it in the context of the album for the first time, and not just...
Yeah, I get you. I'm just being a dick.
I know.
I had this same argument with my friends who were like, didn't want to find out what sex their baby was going to be. So they were like, oh, we're going to wait, so it's a surprise. And I'm like, you know, when the doctor tells you, you'll be surprised. It's the same surprise. You're just finding out earlier so you can paint the room, you know, a certain color, or buy clothes to fit. Like, just knowing
that
shit.
That doesn't make sense, because that's...
It's the same surprise. That's her.
Babies suck.
The last thing I want to be is surprised in the maternity ward. I want to just be comforted and chill. It's a very stressful part of your life. You don't want more surprises on that day.
Than listening to a Dysrhythmia album for the first time.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a surprise. Like, it comes out and you're like, oh, that doesn't look right.
It's just a giant turd.
What?
It's a sentient poop baby.
Comes out and it's just like Larry David.
We tried to tell you months ago and you didn't want to listen.
You wanted the surprise. You idiot.
Just like twitching. Relates me.
It's a xenomorph. It just comes out. Starts killing everyone in the room. Good talk. So yeah. This is going to be the tricky part, because I've got to put this podcast together. I've got to edit this, so I'm going to have to somehow edit the track into the show without hearing it. So, fuck me.
That would be impressive.
Yeah, the track's called Twin Stalkers. It's the fifth track off the album. The album comes out on October 4th through Transition Loss. And yeah, if you liked Veil of Control or Test of Submission as much as I did, you'll be fucking stoked to hear this new Dysrhythmia. You got your
How do you know?
The Huff and Colin Marston. But yeah, it might not be. Fuck you. I'm just going to go listen to Kralis again today. That's what I did yesterday to bide myself. Listen to an old Kralis album to forget about this.
This album's entirely reworked Taylor Swift songs.
You know, I've only heard one Taylor Swift song, and I did not care for it.
Not a fan.
No, not a fan.
That new Lana Del Rey, I'm all about.
I haven't heard that either, but I've heard... I think she did it on an Australian radio station. For they have a thing called Like a Version. It's like a government radio station, and they're actually decent. They were back in the day. Yeah.
Del Rey, I'm all about.
I haven't heard that either, but I've heard I think she did it on an Australian radio station. For they have a thing called Like a Version. It's like a government radio station, and they're actually decent. Well, they were back in the day. They get an artist in every week to cover a song from another popular artist, and I feel like she did. You said it was Doing Time, the Sublime song?
Yeah, Sublime.
I feel like I've heard it, like, somewhere. Maybe it was on YouTube.
I was very surprised. I was driving home, and that came on, and I was heard that first, like, little... And I was like, is this Doing Time? And I checked my phone, and I was like, what? She covering Sublime? Just, like, four songs into her album? What the fuck?
Joe is hell mad that you know a Sublime track.
It's only because I played Dave Mirra's freestyle BMX, and that song was in there.
What a weird way to know Sublime. you know about this insanely popular band through Dave Mirra's.
That rules. One of, like, three Sublime songs I've heard in my life. I was like, this is some okay, like, freestyle BMX music.
It's like only knowing about Mastodon through fucking Aquatine Hunger Force or something. Like,
the first time I ever heard Mastodon, no shit, was playing the video game Saints Row on Xbox.
Oh, really?
Xbox 360. That was the first time I ever heard them. I heard Blood and Thunder.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this shit fucking rules. And 2 days later, Blood Mountain came out. So I went to Best Buy and picked it up. And I was like, holy shit.
That's pretty good timing. That would have been a good time to get into them just before Blood Mountain.
Yeah.
I think Blood Mountain was the first album that I liked that they released since I started liking them. Because I think I got into them after Leviathan came out. So yeah, I was in that same massive hype of Blood Mountain.
That was the first album I ever really liked that had any kind of like harsh vocals on it. Like, everything before that was, you know, Big Four thrash and then Pantera shit where it's all kind of shouty vocals.
Yeah.
And I listened to that and I heard, you know, Wolf Is Loose. I was like, I don't know how I feel about the vocals, but everything else whips so much ass, like, I'm willing to tolerate them. And now look at me. I'm doing a podcast about this shit.
I feel like Great Southern Trainkill had some pretty harsh vocals on it. That's one thing that kept me from getting into Pantera for a fair while. Remember last week I said that the first day that I heard Pantera and Gwar was the same day. The Pantera track that I heard was Great Southern Trainkill, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
The first like minute I was like, this is fucking cool. And then yeah, once the vocals started, I was like, oh, this is, nah, I'm not into this. Go back to cracking the egg. It's just like, before that it was Metallica and Slayer and, you know, Iced Earth and shit like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not up for that guy. He's screaming too much. He can't sing. And I go back and listen to like...
Damn what he's saying.
Yeah. You go back and hear Cemetery Gates and you're like... Or you find out that he was a glam singer before that. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
The alternative is finding out that, you know, he's racist afterwards, so, like, I'll take the glam singer thing.
Yeah. I don't know. at least I know where I stand with a racist. Maybe, but he would have been a racist glam singer, though, which is way worse, like, in my opinion. I don't want to hear fucking white nationalist Vince Neil. That shit sucks.
Oh, Christ. What an awful thought.
Just thinking about anything to do with Motley Crue is an awful thought, to be honest. Speaking of Blood Mountain, I've just put together... Yeah, last night I had a few minutes, and I put together the 2006 Best Of albums. And,
oh, hell yeah.
This post will actually go... We'll probably publish this on Monday, because I have a surprise... Or not me, but we have a surprise like interview thing for tomorrow for our normal Friday slot. But so I can actually tell you this, and people will already know, but Blood Mountain won.
My boys.
I'm on a Marth and Agarlock and fucking Wolves in the Throne Room were next. Then it's Celtic Frost.
Yeah.
Ahab, Lamb of God come in seventh.
Is that a monotheist?
Yeah. I thought it would do better.
I don't like Celtic Frost.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. They're cool.
I'm whispering that so nobody hears me say it on the podcast because I get so much shit for saying it.
A lot of my faves didn't come in until, like, you know, Russian Circles come 15th. There was a lot of post-metal that year.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, ISIS, Russian Circles, like Catatonia, fucking...
Where did ISIS wind up?
Like 14th? No. 16th.
Was that Wavering Radiant?
In the Absence of Truth.
Oh, okay. Radiant was 2009 then, right? Something like that.
I don't know.
Around there. I don't fucking know. I'm bad with time.
I'm bad with ISIS. I only know a couple of their albums, really. Strapping Young Lad come in at 18.
Wow, I thought they would have done better.
Yeah, same. I think they did really well on Facebook, but shit on Discus, which is weird. Slayer 22, Pagan Altar 21. Yeah, so I had to bump it up to 25 because there were so many fucking ties. Started out as like a top 10, and then we went to 15, and then it was 20 for the last one, and this time I had to do 25 because, like, I'd rather just add 5 more albums than do more maths to work out which one takes that one spot when there's 3 tied for the same position. It's like, fuck it. Have 25 albums. They're all popular. Fuck it.
You should have just cut it down to 10 because people are going to bitch anyway.
Yeah, I suppose. It's either...
Just cut it down to Blood Mountain.
It's either like, why is Insomnium 19th? What? Spawn of Possessions 20? It's like, yeah, but if I just did 10, I'd just have both people going, where's Insomnium? Where's Spawn of Possession? So, I don't know. I don't think you can win.
You can't.
It's almost like democracy sucks ass. Nope. Democracy is the system where nobody's happy. We need a benevolent overlord to just tell us what our favorite albums were.
Yeah. Need some of those aliens. Ancient aliens. Come back.
Speaking of ancient aliens, the next track we're going to play is from some some Lovecraft motherfuckers from Chile. Unasprelichen Colton, or Unasprelichen Colton. Kit likes to say it, Unasprelichen, so that's what we'll go with.
Licken.
We were supposed to play this last week, but we fucked up.
We're dumb.
We are dumb. I think we were actually supposed to play it 2 weeks ago, but I was like, no, we'll wait till next week. And then we forgot. And anyway, it's not out yet. It doesn't come out till the 18th of October, but they've got a new album.
Yeah, this time. Yeah. It's fine. It's still probably new to you.
Yeah. But in between now and when this podcast goes up, they'll probably put out another track that people will be like, oh, they're playing the track that came out before. What?
That happened last week. There's at least a couple of bands, I think, that we had on, and they released new tracks this week, and I was like, come on.
It happens so much. It shits me. Because we spend...
Maybe we're good luck.
Maybe. Time to start playing Bolt Thrower every week. yeah.
Fingers crossed.
So yeah, this, as we said, this one comes out, this is the only track that's out so far. It's called Cranquiluria.
You're on your own on that.
The album's called the track's out on SoundCloud. So I'm not pronouncing it, fuck you. It's like Telfel's Busha or some shit.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, that was a correct pronunciation.
Yeah, I was saying it in...
In Lovecrafty, like,
yeah.
Cthulhu Eldritch sounds, yeah. Like... you need to add in a couple more, like, frog croaks, I think.
If I'd read more of that old racist dude's shit, I would be able to fucking... I'd be able to just say, oh, it was the such and such a thing, but, you know... That was the Scooby-Doo monster from Scooby-Doo and the Harlem Globetrotters episode, so... anyway, yeah, they're killer death metal. I've got the promo, and yeah, if you liked their album from 2017, I think, not too long ago. Yeah, if you liked their last one, which was reviewed on the site, I'll link it below. This is a good follow-up to that. You know, they're back to their old tricks. They're not doing anything too dissimilar to that record. Lots of fucking whammy bar squeals, and they got that riffing where they play, you know, like a low, chuggy, like galloping riff with some weird chord shit over the top of it, and they do it really often. It kicks a lot of ass. Kind of incantation-y, I guess. I don't know, that's a pretty common touchstone. Doesn't really say much, but yeah.
Everything's incantation to me.
Yeah. If you liked, was it Infernal Conjuration that we played earlier this year, this will be up your alley. Yeah. Like I said, 18th of October it comes out. There'll be a link down below so you can go grab it. It's
perfect Halloween music.
Yeah.
When are you throwing any Halloween parties over the following weeks?
We don't do Halloween here. When is that? Mid-October?
31st.
Okay.
31st of October.
And what is that? Does that coincide with, like, you know, the fucking, what would it be? The harvest moon or some shit there, or?
I genuinely have no fucking idea. Okay. The
it's just always that
only
date.
Thing I know is it's, yeah, it's always, because the last day of October is, I can't remember. It's like the day when the barrier between the living and the dead is the thinnest.
Oh, right. That thing we all know and love.
I've never, like, looked into it. I'm just like, hey, cool, I like buying pumpkins. That's tight. I'm into this holiday. I like horror movies.
Just reading the little blurb here in the promo, it's definitely that kind of theme. The album title literally transcribes to The Books of the Devil in German. And something around the early 1600s. Yeah, there's just two or three paragraphs about
devil worship shit.
Yeah, all the chants and omens and all sorts of fucked up shit that people are into, witchcraft and superstition that I do not give a flying toss about, but, you know, people love it, so, and it produces a lot of good music, which is great. Yeah, take drugs and listen to this, and don't give out shit candy.
Demons are alive and burn to me. You lost for the rocks, demons are alive.
All I know is when Halloween starts, I get bombarded with all the seppos talking about pumpkin spice and memes about people giving kids drugs in candy bowls. It's like, who's giving away drugs and why is this a bad thing?
I'm not giving away drugs.
Yeah.
I paid good money for those drugs. Fuck you. You can take the Snickers. The Snickers were 90 cents.
Yeah. And if you have a peanut allergy, it'll be just like having the best drug of your life. it's the last drug you'll want to take. We have had an influx of people doing it. Like, it's become cool now to do Halloween shit here. And I used to complain about it, but people have the respect that if you don't have, like, signs on your door, they don't come and knock expecting you to just...
candy or whatever.
Yeah, to pretend that it's a thing here. But, you know, kids like it and they go around the streets and, you know, dress up as spooky shit. It's like, whatever. It doesn't affect me.
The thing I dislike about it is, like with Christmas creep here, where, like, starting in November, it's like, oh, start buying all your Christmas shit, whatever, like, get ready for Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's started to bleed over into September.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone's already excited about Halloween shit and buying Halloween shit, like, starting a couple of days ago. And it's like...
It dilutes it.
Don't make me dislike Halloween. Like, I love October for contained 30 days of, like, hey, this is my shit. Like,
yeah.
Spooky, scary, gory, like, you know.
Yeah.
I've got AMC Fear Fest to look forward to. Like, let's not stretch this out.
It's the old, good old capitalism creeping in and trying to make as much profit as possible.
It's exhausting.
Because we don't have that, there will be Christmas shit in the show. I wish. Because we don't have Halloween, there'll be Christmas stuff in October here, for sure. And almost as soon as that's gone, it's like, oh, here's fucking Easter eggs. Remember this? Yeah, this thing in April. Like, fucking buy them, you stupid morons.
I don't need all this Jesus shit.
Like, I don't need chocolate thrown in my face. And now that I've got a child, it's like,
oh god,
fuck off with that. If I'm going to get my weekly groceries and he's asking me if he can have an Easter bunny in fucking February, you can die in a hole, because fuck you, I don't want to deal with that shit. I'm going to tell him no. Like, he thinks it's Easter. We had a long debate whether we should, well, not really a debate, we're just like discussing whether we should do Santa. Because, like, it's like, you know, I don't want to bring it. Yeah, it's just a thing where it's like, do you want to do that? Do you really want to just, like, teach them something dumb that doesn't exist? But it's like, that makes them happy, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a moral thing. And not having morals would be great.
Agreed. It's worked out well for, like, Jeff Bezos. Like,
yeah. It'd be cool to not be stricken with the human condition.
God, God damn this soul of mine. Shit. I want a do-over.
Science, hurry up and make me a reptilian. Because I just want to fucking enjoy the sun.
Give me a robot body. Put my brain in a jar. Give me lasers.
What were we talking about during the... We were talking about,
I don't know. We're being honest.
Speaking of of October, are you guys doing something big for I Hope You Suffer, your horror movie podcast for,
We actually don't have anything planned for October yet.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, hey, we've been doing this all year. Like, what... This is when you guys come to us.
So, in 2 weeks, whatever the, like, 14th is or whatever, we'll hit our one-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, we've got a big surprise on our upcoming episode, which will happen after this one posts. So, if for whatever reason, you listen to me on two podcasts, you fucking dedicated weirdo. Check that one out.
It's a Tim Curry guest.
Not quite.
Damn.
But are going to be doing the new It in a couple of weeks.
Is Tim Curry in that?
No, but, I mean, he was in the old one, so it seemed like a good enough tie-in.
See, I don't even know that, because I'm, like, if we've established that I'm averse to horror, so yeah, I was like, is he trying to allude to Tim Curry being in this? I don't know. I did see an ad for that new It movie. It looks fucked up. We just watched it, both of us, silently. Me and the missus were just like, yeah, we're not going to watch that.
gonna pass on that one.
Be cool if we could get what we took. That's what I was thinking of. Movie soundtracks by bands, like during the week I was pretty bored of metal, so I was listening to a ton of fucking Woven Hand, which is a band that I'd never really listened to before this year, and I was like, I saw they got a new album coming out, so I was like, I've been prepping myself for it and I'm kind of excited, and I was like, it's that cool folky Americana vibe. I was like, this would work in like a Coen Brothers movie. If they could like score a Coen Brothers movie, that'd be sick. And then I was trying to think like what other, could we get metal bands to like, not like fucking, you know, like seriously, like not Thekadonchi and the Dino War Metal dudes doing the next Jurassic World. Be like something that might actually happen, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of some. I couldn't really
get Sanguisugabog to do Terminator.
The only one I come up with that I might be able to get to like happen is the, you know, how we were talking about there's a new Matrix coming out. I was like,
oh yeah.
After watching the other ones and hearing all the like very, very much of the times, 90s like new metal type industrial shit they were playing around that time, I was like, it'd be cool if they did like, if Meshuggah did their soundtrack. Like all the binary ones and zeros come on the credits and there's just like Jens Kidman and Keanu doing a fucking a cover of something.
Keanu's in the whole movie doing the like Jin's face.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick. I I would like that. It's probably going to be better than whatever they choose, let's be real. Like if they just played Bleed through like for a fight scene or something, that'd be sick. Because you've really got to be in the Matrix to understand that, you know, it could be like the ultimate pretentious Meshuggah fan, just like, yeah, you have to like get into the Matrix to understand the polyrhythms, bro. I can see that fitting.
Always polyrhythms.
Hey, what'd you say?
I said it's always polyrhythms.
It is. It's but it's all 4/4. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I could just picture someone stoned out of their fucking brain. Yeah, what were we talking about before, the Tool album listen, the album playthrough, and Joe and that ended up just playing like Hot Dad and shit. that worked out really well. But it did make me like, yeah, Joe was looking for a track to finish off the episode, and he was talking about My Dick, and damn it, see?
It'll get you every time.
There's no way to say it that isn't fucking, like, it's not like an innuendo.
Yeah. You bought my dick?
I think the worst bit is that it's always like, I was listening to My Dick. And you're just picturing someone using it like a, like one of those old microphones that is on a pole, and you got to like put it up to your ear.
You seem like a real asshole when someone like asks you about it, and you're like, "Yeah, my dick rules." Like,
yeah, do you want to come and see my dick? They're touring. my dick's touring. My dick goes on at 8. have you got tickets to My Dick?
My dick's up and coming.
Oh man, that new My Dick song, that new My Dick is up. I'll probably edit all of this out. Maybe I should just use that hot dad bit we're talking about at the start of the show. Instead of trying to salvage whatever we're going to do, my dick stuff now. So yeah, I'm
wrapped up in my dick. I can't think of anything else.
Previously on.
I want to play the hot dad track. I love to piss because it suits the theme of Toilet of Hell. It came out a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, it's just ooh yeah, I love to piss.
God damn it! The one you sent me, the big money, Selvia. Big money Selvia.
So catchy.
It's so catchy. I was just saying to myself while I was taking a piss before you called.
My son comes home from like preschool or whatever, singing fucking Old Town Road, and last night I'm like, nah, dude, Big Money Selvia City, and I put that on. And he can't say it, but it's like a tongue twister for him. So he's like, Big Money Sally a Silly. And he just keeps saying that over and over. And my wife comes in, he's watching the video at the dinner table, and she's like, what are you showing him this for? And I was like, because it's hot dad, it rules. Like, this is good family-friendly music. Like, he's not going to understand the lyrics. And then she just like vetoed me and put on Old Town Road so he could sing that. And I'm like, damn it, I had him going on Big Money Sally a Silly, and you ruined it.
I really want a Lil Nas X Hot Dad tour.
Oh, dude, I'm surprised he hasn't done a rendition of that sort of thing yet. Just like
Hot Dad should be like the biggest name in the music industry, in my opinion. His Ken Bone song. The Ken Bone song is one I still sing to myself.
I haven't heard that one. I've bought them all, but I haven't heard them all yet.
You need to watch the music video. It's fantastic.
All right.
We'll get you with the Big Bone Slam, all right?
We'll talk Hot Dad at the end. I chucked him like $15 because I'm like, I want all these albums. I was just going to buy one. And I was like, oh, it's $3 for the whole lot. And I was like, come on, man, 84 tracks, I'll give you more than $3. So I just like went, I don't know, $9 Australian and or $9 US, and it's like $15 Australian. So hopefully
I'd give him $3 just for the Doug theme reimagined.
I just wrote continued love from the Toilet of Hell. I was going to play Big Money Selvia City, but I think we'll play the other new hot dad track, I Love to Piss, because it fits the theme of the toilet and my dick. So
also, I love this.
Do you? Yeah.
I enjoy it, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I Love to Piss. They're basically that's the chorus. This track is chill and rules.
Knuckle Tats. LUV2PISS.
I thought you were gonna do my dick.
and just if like, I lost a couple things, I could do that.
No, just with no K, but just have like 4 C's or something. How many M?
My dick. All eyes, my dick.
The K is like on your actual dick, so you have to like put that at the end. High class podcasting. This is why we don't get paid.
It's why we'll always be DIY, because no one else is going to do this for us.
Yeah, that should be the... Actually, no, I want to make the title I Love to Piss, because I've just been listening to this on repeat. If you love to piss, you'll love this track. He's Hot Dad with I Love to Piss.
I can sit on.
people to do is, like, when they buy a track, you know, you can write to the artist. We should just get people to write. We should have been doing this from, like, 2015. Just anyone who buys something from something they discovered through the Toilet of Hell to write, you know, hey, this site showed us. Just, like, I don't think artists realized that we were buying, we were getting people and we were buying stuff when other sites kind of don't. They don't care about it.
Yeah. I never think to do that, to, you know, write a message whenever I'm buying stuff.
Yeah, I normally don't do anything with it, but this time I was like, oh, Tot Dad, I got to send him a message of love and support. I forgot that he was doing his shit still. Play that first track as we come in, and then Aggravator, then Dysrhythmia, then Honest Religion, Colton.
Like Lickin', like Honest Press Lickin', Colton. Why can't they choose a fucking easy name?
They're not even, like, it looks like a German word, but they're
not even Honest Press Lickin'.
I was reading it out to myself. I'm like, how am I going to say that? And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, that, does that mean lichen? Like the thing that grows on trees?
It's some Lovecraft bullshit.
Oh, so it doesn't matter how you say it. Cool.
Yeah, I'm just fucking making it up. Whatever.
Say whatever.
But it was a Nile song too, right?
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. There's a Nile song called that. I got excited then. I thought it was a Nile track out because I saw a thing yesterday with, like, it was Carl Sanders and he's, like, doing a pose for a photograph for, like, obviously promo that they're recording or something.
Yeah. But with not Dallas Toler Wade, so, like, what's the point?
Was he on the last one?
Yes, and then he left the band, like, the year after that one came out.
Yeah. That last one wasn't that great anyway, so it's like, you know.
It was better than I was anticipating.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have any expectations going into it, and I was like, hey, I dig this. It's got some weird fucking riffs.
Oh, that's right. The dude from, remember that band I interviewed, Entheon, that, like, weird black metal tech death band? The dude.
Yeah.
Joined them. I wonder if he's still in it. I just saw,
I don't know what's going on with Nile.
I just saw news from, like, 2016, so, yeah, it could be way out of date. Oh, he's still written there. Yeah, cool. I wonder if he's going to have much, like, creative input.
He's only going to say three words on the whole album.
It's weird that they've...
Anubis, Ra, and Egypt.
It's weird.
The only three things he's allowed to say.
They've got three vocalists listed on Wikipedia, and
what?
George Colias isn't one of them, even though he does vocals from the drums, like, with Contrarian, he does vocals.
George fucking Colias.
Yeah, it's like, come on, just give him the vocal credit. Just pretend no one's going to be able to tell.
Yeah.
Just say all four of you do vocals. That'd be sick. Not many bands do that.
Yeah. Especially, I'm incredibly impressed with bands where all four dudes do vocals.
Especially because, like Mastodon.
Yeah.
They're the only band I can think of that do that. Is there anyone else?
I can't think of anywhere everyone does vocals.
Aside from, like, two pieces and stuff where it's cheating.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking write Nile a message. Call them dog cunts. Just fucking update your Wikipedia.
Just give him the credit, goddammit.
George Colias, he should put that in as part of, like, his union bargaining agreement. He's like, I'm gonna strike until I get the fourth vocal credit. Like, but you don't do any vocals. He's like, no one's gonna know. No one cares. I do vocals in another band. No one's even gonna question it, guys. Just fucking put it down.
That's like Mastodon Live. Like, Bill does vocals, and they're really good. And he's just like, nah, I don't want to fucking do them for the album. Like, why not? Your vocals are really good. And he's like, yeah, I just don't want to fucking do it.
His vocals are better than, like, they're better than Brand's. I think I like Troy's vocals. And then when Brent started doing more vocals, I was like, oh, come on, man, let Troy do some more. And then it's like, Troy started doing even less. And then Brand started doing vocals as well. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Hey. don't ruin the winning formula. Come on, guys.
I was super surprised that Bran can sing
at all.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is this, like, priestly shit you're hitting me with right now? Like,
because he's got a...
Have you just been holding that back this whole time? Like,
he's got a weird talking voice, hey? Like, he's got, like, a strange kind of accent, right? It's like a... Where's he from? Fucking Georgia or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's probably strange to me. I was going to say, I understand the irony of an Australian saying that Bran or, like, people from Georgia have a weird accent, but...
I was thinking, like, he sounds pretty normal. I don't hear an accent.
To a Texan.
But then people tell me I have an accent, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying to me?
Hey, a cattle decap track just came out. Like, since
we've right now? Yeah, like, since we've been talking?
Yeah.
Like, went up on Spotify? Ah, oh, shit. All right, I know what I'm doing post-podcast.
Let's put it in the... 46 seconds ago it came out.
Let's do it.
Let's put it in the show. We haven't heard this cattle decap track, but...
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's cattle decap, so it's going to whip ass, I'm sure.
We played something off Medium Rarities a while back, which was their, garage recording demo stuff that they'd all chucked into one big basket, but it looks like this new album is going to be called Death Atlas. The track that just came out is called One Day Closer to the End of the World.
Not wrong.
14 tracks on the album.
Damn, that's a lot.
Starts out with what I'm guessing is like a intro segue from the last album. It's called Anthropogenic End Transmission. Then we've got the geo side, which is cool, aside from the fact that it's real.
It's cool in the context of the album, but then you realize, oh fuck.
Yeah, it's like,
we are dying.
Man, they came up with a cool concept for that. Oh yeah, the end of the world that we're living in, the catastrophic downfall of society.
Deja vu.
What did you just say?
Nothing, just had a little deja vu.
What did you see?
What happened?
A black cat went past us, and then another that looked just like it.
How much like it? Was it the same cat?
Might have been, I'm not sure.
Switch, APOC.
What is it?
A deja vu is usually a glitch in the matrix. It happens when they change something.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, the recording just cut out too. The recording cut out, but I could see you, and you obviously couldn't hear me, so I was hung up, and I was like, fuck it. Because it said the recording stopped, so this will be a separate file. But that's okay. I think I got everything up to the point where we said it comes out on November 29th. The world's ending.
See, I didn't even hear that.
Oh, shit. Okay, maybe it didn't get a lot.
I heard up to... We're talking about the geo side and how it's cool until you realize that we're all dying. And then it did like a little hiccup, and then I just didn't hear anything. And I went and looked, and I saw you talking, but I couldn't hear you talking. I was like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's like the whole world, man. People just see my lips moving, but they don't understand what's coming out.
They don't hear it.
Yeah.
They don't know what I'm saying.
No one's listening, man. Then I realize that I'm just an Australian and it doesn't matter. the album comes out on November 29th through Metal Blade. I can't remember what else I said, so it couldn't have been too important.
They got a song that's 9 minutes long on here.
Wait, you can see the track lengths. Are you on...
The wiki page is up for it, and it has all the songs and all the song lengths.
It's weird. You'd think so Bandcamp someone would add that.
Yeah, someone has a... promo of it.
I've already opened the email account to schnabel to see if we got it. No, doesn't look like it. We did just get
get the new Limp Bizkit.
We did just get a Metal Blade release. We got the new Cult of Luna. Wait, is that Metal Blade? Yeah, I don't like them. No, sorry, it's not that I don't like them.
Witch.
It's not that I don't like them. I don't give a flying shit about them.
I don't think I've ever listened to Cult of Luna, so that means nothing to me.
I haven't either. It doesn't sound like it's going to be my thing. It's like, I've already got enough post-metal that rules, so I don't need...
I forgot they were dropping a song today.
Did they post about it?
They had teased on, like, Instagram or something earlier this week. They're like, hey, new song and pre-orders go live on Thursday. Oh, shit, okay. And I completely forgot. Now I saw some talking shit about them on Twitter, and I was like, fuck you. Cal Decap fucking rules. You suck.
Yeah, imagine being mad about them, like...
I can't imagine being, like, mad about any music. Like...
Yeah. There's so much...
Fuck off. Like, listen to what you like.
Exactly.
I don't have the energy to be mad about music that I don't like.
It's not like there's any... It's not like there's only five bands and you're like, damn, I wish that band didn't exist and a better band existed instead of them. It's not like a...
Yeah. Why are you listening to that when you could listen to the band that did the same thing but better, like, 14 years ago? There's no fucking innovation in the genre. Fuck off.
Well, go back and listen to fucking... Yeah. That was my take on that. Has there ever been a better time for death metal post from, like, last year or whatever? And people still just missed the point and got mad at me, like I was saying that, you know, not that 2016 was better than 1993. It's like, those fucking albums still existed. They still exist now, you dumb fuck. It's better because you can still listen to that, plus there's the new thing. Like, it's such a bizarre concept to say that, like, yeah, like, you like the old stuff? Cool, go listen to it. It still exists.
Things are better now than they've ever been because you have access to all of these things.
Yeah. And, yeah, if you want, you can fucking burn a CD that has Cattle Decap and Convulse. You know, like, fuck, yeah. Man. Yeah, Finland in the 90s was awesome. Still exists. So... By default, 2018 is a better year.
dumb shit like that irritates me more than just, like, the existence of a band. You know?
Yeah.
Even the existence of fucking Periphery. Like, exactly. Whatever, they can go exist over there. That's fine. Don't be a fucking dickhead.
If you don't like them, it's more that you don't like that they're popular. And it's like... It's symptomatic of, like, you don't like people. It's not you don't like Periphery. You don't like other people experiencing other things and
enjoying things.
Yeah, you're like some sort of weird fucking misanthrope, or not a misanthrope. You're like a, I don't know what the word is. You're a fuckhead. That'll do. yeah.
It's that argument. Let people dislike things. Like, you shut up. Let people like things. Everyone fuck off in their own corner, like, Jesus.
We need that recording. You, anytime someone says, let people dislike things, like, you shut up.
Yeah.
Just plain and simple. Like, yeah, I dislike things, but I'll do it, if I'm going to whinge about it, I'll try and at least be joking, like.
Yeah, I'll try and make it funny, you know, like.
Don't just outlay an incredible amount of salt and then expect people to be like, yeah. Oh, cool, I'm with this guy that's pissed off about fucking Tomb Mold or something. Like, fuck, get a life, man. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, that's why I, like, Whisper talked about fucking not liking Celtic Frost earlier. Like, it's not like, fuck Celtic Frost. Like, what have they ever done? Whatever. Like, music doesn't do anything for me. Like, sorry.
Anyone who likes Celtic Frost is a fucking idiot. And I'm gonna verbally attack them on at any time.
Why would you listen to Celtic Frost when this fucking unknown Norwegian band that has only ever released four tracks that were on three cassettes? Fuck off. I don't fucking care. I don't care that Witch Vomit sounds like goddamn death metal from 1992. Because it's fucking good. It came out now, and it still sounds good. It doesn't need to have goddamn 30-minute keyboard solos and be pushing the genre and sound like goddamn synth pop or whatever to be good. Shut up.
I don't know.
I'm drinking. I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm feeling super dumb because I just have been staring at the new Cattle Decap cover. This is the first time I've seen it just now, and just staring at the skeleton.
Right, iPhone. I'm not stupid on this one.
Yeah,
right?
that's an hourglass, and
okay.
I'm like, oh, he's got the world on his back. That's like that Greek Atlas, the god. And then I'm like, I wonder if there's a track called that. And then I looked at the album title, and it's called Death Atlas. I'm like, yeah, I'm real dumb. I am real dumb. that's my deep analysis of art, where I just look at something for 10 minutes and then go, oh, that's like that thing. I wonder if they'd thought of that. Yeah.
I appreciate the skeleton's modesty, where he still has a loincloth on, even though he does not have any genitalia.
Yeah, it's like, it's coming off, man. If he stands up, like, if he can.
That's why he's staying down on one knee, holding the world. If he stands up, that loincloth is gone.
Yeah, it'll be Dong Atlas, because he'll be hanging skelly dong, because there's nothing covering that shit. That's the one bone he doesn't have. I'm keen to hear this now. Let's call this one a close, and we'll go listen to this new track. And we'll see everyone next week for more listening to us
ranting, speaking about people.
Cool. All right, catch ya.
All right, later.